The light of God is shining again, dispelling the darkness in the hearts of men, turning their night season into their morning, converting their wilderness places into blossoming gardens, and their arid lawns into gushing brooks of living waters. This is the day of the manifestation of the sons of the living God. And for this cause, the Lord is pouring out His mighty Spirit upon all flesh, causing them to see dreams and visions, and give them a crystal clear understanding of the mystery of the ages, which is the Christ in you. This recording is a message from Trevor Igaga, an anointed servant of God, called to preach the sacred mystery of Christ and to unveil His glorious realm of unconditional love and bliss before all men. As you embrace this message from on high, receive hundredfold restoration of everything that the caterpillar and the canker worm have devoured in your precious life. Let your health speed forth speedily, and the joy of your salvation overflow like great torrents of water. For more free messages, do visit our website at www.sunrayministry.org or contact us on info@sunrayministry.org. May the God of peace and love keep you.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. I salute you as you tune into this message. May you be richly blessed with the words you are about to hear from this message. Praise God. You know, some weeks back again, I was with a friend, a Muslim friend, a lady, a very devout Muslim, and as we discussed, she made a statement that greatly moved me. She said, men are so distracted with their everyday life that they fail to recognize how God moves as a wind in our midst. Now, this is a Muslim. And she was speaking reality there. She was speaking the truth. In our day-to-day work as men, we are so burdened and troubled with life in this present world that we are at times unable to actually discern the voice of the Father seeking to gather man back into His place of glory. The voice is everywhere. See, God does not know arm robbers. God does not know murderers. God does not know prostitutes. God does not know any of these things. These are names that we have formed out for ourselves as men. See, the eternal spirit simply sees and beholds His creation the way it is from the beginning. Praise God. So it's an encouragement to every man, wherever you are, no matter the burdens you have in this world, see, no matter the mess you might find yourself in, no matter how hopeless your situation looks like, if you can just tune in to listen to the Father, who is always present, willing to give to all His children. You see, just like the wind is free, the sun rays are free, so are the words of God. They are free for every man. Every man has access to the things of God freely. Praise God. So we have to tap from these things, receive from these things freely. You know, in the days of Noah, when the men went about doing their things, in truth, you see, if those men had joined Noah in the project to build that ark, or if they had built an ark for themselves, they would have all been saved. And I can assure you that that voice that went to Noah is a voice that went to all of them in that day, but they will not listen, they will not hearken. Praise God. You know, as Noah was building that ark, Noah was actually preaching to them. It's because the ark was visible for every man to see. So what Noah was doing, he was preaching to them. So nobody out there was with excuse. Brethren, let us receive freely the things of God and enter in and reign in life. Because God wants to return his sons to the place of their youth, to the days of their youth, with vitality, with life. Praise God, with peace. When we talk of vitality and life, we're speaking more of a spiritual concept, returning a man back to his original state, celestially, so to say. So to say. Praise God. You see this in Job. In Job chapter 33. Now, these are some of the most powerful verses in the scripture. I found out that Job has got stored up treasures. You see, Job in his tribulation, Job in his mess, in his hour of distress, he represents humanity today that is pining away in the graveyard of death. Praise God, men are sinking down, ever sinking, ever dying. You know it? That it's a continuous state of decay, of hopelessness, of destruction and death. It might look beautiful on our side. Praise God, I've seen people who were able to gather millions unto themselves. You see, I grew up in a kind of aristocratic background, and I've seen people who became head of states. I've seen people who became ministers, who became very rich and very important. And I also saw how their worlds disintegrated. So you can see that our ability to gather material things unto ourselves cannot actually add life to us. So to achieve on this outer world cannot actually give us life. So what I've observed over the years, praise God, so we have the privilege, those of you who are listening to this message, God is giving us the privilege to actually take of something that many have not been able to. So we have to receive these things with a thankful heart, with a grateful heart, and be serious when we hear these things, because it's the Lord speaking. Praise God. God so loved the world that he has given his son. Praise God. He has given us the revelation of the son so that we don't perish, but we have eternal life. So you can see that man is perishing. Perish is a continuous state of entering into nothingness and a descent into the bottomless abyss of nothingness, where hell, you know, and destruction knows no limit. So you see, he's shining his light now, and he's always shining his light, but it depends on us. Praise God. Let us receive this thing with grace. Job chapter 33 speaks about a man that is dying, perishing, hopeless. Now this is Job. This is an example of Job. Like I said, Job is humanity. Job is man in the transgression. Praise God. Job is man who has lost his way and, you know, finds himself, you know, being subject to this thing they call death. Praise God. And God is showing us a way out of it today. These things have been in the Bible for so long, but very few people can actually receive what is written in this Bible. Many people can receive these keys. Very few people receive these keys. Very few people are able to discern what the Spirit is saying. Praise God. So the Elihu, this, who is speaking as the voice of God here, it says that man, God speaks. God is always speaking, but man rarely understands. Man rarely is able to discern what the Lord is saying. This is the problem. The problem is not with God. Is it with God? No. The problem is with man. Because God has given everything freely. When God speaks, he's actually like breathing out all the goods of himself unto mankind. Every man. When the sun shines, it is God actually radiating his wisdom unto us. It's for every man. Praise God. When the wind blows, the wind does not go to selected people. The wind goes to everybody, isn't it? That's how God is. Praise God. So God is speaking to man on his deep, in his deep sleep. You see, it is in Job chapter 33, verse 15. In the dream, I'll start from verse 14. Job 33, verse 14. For God speaketh once, yet twice, yet man perceived it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon man, upon men, in slumbering upon the bed, then he opens the ears of men and sealeth their instruction, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. He keepeth back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. He is chastened also with pain upon his bed, a multitude of his bones with strong pain, so that his life abhorred bread and his soul dainty meat. His flesh is consumed away that it may not be seen, and his bones that were not seen stick out. Yea, his soul draweth near unto his grave, and his life to the destroyers. If there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one out of a thousand, to show unto man his uprightness, then he is gracious unto him, and saith, deliver him from going down to the pit, I found a ransom. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's, and he shall return to the days of his youth. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. He shall return what? To the days of his youth. Please, let's pause there. See, God is, you see, God seals instruction. God gives instruction. God speaks. And let me tell you, whatever God speaks, it doesn't come to destroy or judge or punish anybody. No, no. These are our own concepts. In our darkened imaginations, we have had wrong concepts of God. That God is coming to destroy you. God is coming to kill you. God is coming to get you. God is coming to punish you for what you have done yesterday. There's no such thing. That's not God. Praise God. God causes his light to shine on both good and evil. He causes the rain to fall on both good and evil. See, the sun and the rain, these are talking of, you know, inspiration. See, God gives equally to every man. And when God gives, he can only give you what is within himself, which is eternal life. Praise God. So you can see God here speaking to humanity that is perishing away. Perishing away, dying upon their bed, languishing upon the bed. You know, Adam went to that bed. Dust you are, dust you return. Adam went to sleep in the dust. Daniel saw those who are sleeping in the dust are waking from the dead. Who do you think those men who are sleeping in the dust in Daniel, the last chapter of Daniel, those who are rose from the dust, from the dead, who do you think they are? They're speaking about this same thing we are seeing here. People who are pining away, perishing. See it, immortality, perishing in a realm of nothingness. And God is sealing instruction, seeking to gather men out of that dimension, out of the pit, and cause them to rediscover that life, that vitality, that eternal life that they lost in the fall. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you can see God is speaking. It says, if there be a messenger. Now the messenger of God, now you notice that Angel Michael in the book of Daniel chapter 12, the last chapter of Daniel, Angel Michael stood up. The great prince stood up in the midst of the people. This was the time of the end. This was is a prophecy of the time of the end. That prince died. Michael stood up in the midst of the people to fight for the saints. And while he was doing this, Daniel saw those who were sleeping in their graves awakening. That angel Michael is the same angel we are reading in Job here, when it says, if there be an angel, a messenger, an angel, a messenger, a servant of God, an Elohim, if there be one out of 1,000, oh, praise God, hallelujah, to instruct man, to relay the messages of God to man. Because the messenger of the angel, one out of 1,000, is actually a messenger of God who conveys the thoughts of God, who conveys the words of God to humanity. Praise God. It's a wonderful thing. One out of 1,000. We are seeing that 1,000 years, an infinite number. Oh, praise God. We are seeing here already a shadow of that body of the Lord. You see, the body of the Lord, the body of Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, is actually a body composite with innumerable company of saints. And this innumerable company of saints speaking with one voice today is what we actually unknowingly call the Holy Spirit. You think the Holy Spirit is one wind somewhere, blowing somewhere? The Holy Spirit is actually a body. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit. The Lord is the what? Is the Spirit. So when Jesus Christ says that God will give you a gift and the gift shall be with you forever, the Holy Spirit will be with you forever, he's speaking about your union with the body of Christ. Somebody thinks that there is God somewhere, sitting somewhere, and he sends the Spirit and all that. The Lord is that Spirit. Praise God. So what he's saying is that if we can receive instruction from the Spirit, from the messengers of God, if we can receive instruction from the Father, from God, because all this simply speak by the voice of God. If we can receive instruction, what he does is that he delivers us from the grave. He delivers us from the destroyers, from the pit. See it? He delivers us from death. Praise God. Death must be swallowed up in victory as we hear the voice of the Lord in this hour. The messenger, the angel, one out of 1,000, relays the voice of God. And this is what we've been hearing over the years. God wants his sons to awaken to truth as they hear the voice, because he wants to deliver you from death. He wants to deliver you from the realm of hell, from corruption. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Father, open our ears to hear. Open our eyes to see. Hallelujah. Quicken us, strengthen us by grace. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And those who hearken to the voice of this messenger, he says that they are delivered out of the grave. This is what they call their resurrection. This is the power of God working in the saints today to bring them back to their lost glory. Praise God. Ecclesiastes says that in the grave there is no knowledge, no understanding, no device, no nothing. Praise God. What you see in this world is a dead world. Nothing is happening. Are you listening? Nothing is happening in this world. Praise God. You cannot achieve anything in this realm, which we call the world. That's why Paul says that everything you see is coming to what? To naught. To nothing. You see this in Corinthians. See, everything we see, this is coming to what? The wisdom of this world. And all that we see is coming to what? Naught. The things that you see are what? Temporal. Praise God. So why do you want to hold on to something that doesn't have any value at all? Jesus Christ says the flesh profited what? Nothing. Nothing. Are you listening? Nothing. Because in the flesh you only live in shadows. A shadow does not exist. And these things have caused us so much pain and anguish of soul, and people are perishing daily because they are in the realm of the grave. But God, thank God for the power of the spoken word. Thank God for the power of the resurrection. Thank God for the grace that is in the Lord Jesus. Thank God for the spirit of love and compassion. Hallelujah. Thank God for that love that He has showered on us, causing us to arise back into the light of life. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is restoring us to the days of our youth, the days of singing. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. The days of our youth. Praise God. The way you are from the beginning. It is a divine state, so to say. Praise God, it's not talking about turning your gray hair around into black hair. When people read these things now, they think that they found a clue on how they can live forever in this world. Praise God. First of all, when you see the light, you begin to know that this world is not the real world. When you see the light, you begin to see that this world is not, it's just, how do I, it's just a little speck in eternity. It's not the real world. So when you see the light, you cannot ask God to that you want to live here forever. Of course not. Of course not. Praise God. Eternal life is not about living here forever. Returning to the days of our youth is not about, you know, reversing, how do I put it, completely the age that you have acquired in this world. Of course not. It doesn't mean that you turn to be like a baby the way you were some years ago. It doesn't mean that. It has got nothing to do with that. Rather, it's a talk about a lifting up back into a state of purity, innocence, and goodness, where you can really experience the freedom and the life of the Son of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go on. I'm going to go on to verse 25. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's, and he shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray unto God, and he will be favorable unto him, and he shall see his face with joy. For he will render unto man his righteousness. He looketh up upon men, and if any say, I have sinned and perverted what is right, and it profited me not, he will deliver his soul from going down into the pit, and his life shall see the light. Praise God. Lo, all these things God worketh God oftentimes with man, to bring back his soul from the pit, and to be enlightened with the light of life. Are you listening? Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. It's all this thing God does. This is the work of God. To bring man back from the pit. To bring the soul of a man back out of the pit, out of the grave. To be enlightened with the light of life. Oh, hallelujah. You know, Jesus Christ spoke about this light of life. Praise God. You see this in John chapter 8, verse 12. Jesus Christ says, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in what? In darkness, but he shall what? Have the light of life. You see the light of life here again? It's the same word that Job used. Elu used thousands of years before the coming of Jesus. So if you follow me, the light of the world, you shall not walk in what? Darkness, but shall have the what? The light of life. Darkness is the grave. That is the grave. That is the realm where men walking in ignorance, in the flesh, in Adam. Praise God. But thank God the light is shining. Hallelujah. Causing an awakening in man today. This is the holy hope for humanity. There is no hope. Praise God. Hallelujah. Walk by the Spirit. Listen to the voice of the Spirit. Fellowship with the Spirit. Embrace the Spirit of God. Listen to divine instruction from above. It is the voice of the Almighty raising you out of the dead, out of the graveyard, out of the realm of the pit, darkness, out of dust, so that you can be illumined once more with the light of life. And when you are illumined with the light of life, in the days of your youth, begin to shine like a morning star. You begin to twinkle once more like the star of God that you are. High above all principalities and powers. You go out and look at the stars in the sky, in the night, and you know, you see that they are far away from your problems upon the earth. Your wars, your hate, your malice, your competitions for vainglory, and all these things that you are upon the earth, you see that the stars remain unshakable, unmovable, glowing, glittering, far above all these affairs of men. God wants to lift you up into that realm. Praise God. The Bible says Jesus Christ was raised up high above all principalities and power. And he's seated at the right hand of God. You know, at the right hand of God, you have the stars of God. The Alpha and the Omega, in the book of Revelation, chapter 1. The Bible says that when John saw him, he saw seven stars at his right hand. Those seven stars are actually the messengers of God. These are personalities. When you are looking at stars, you are looking at personalities. Dignities in God. Heaven is my throne. These are stars. These are dignities in God. Seated in heavenly places in God. In divine arrangement. What you are seeing there is the church of God. The congregation of Elohim. When you look into the skies, you are seeing an allegory of you and I seated in heavenly places. Because heaven is his throne. We are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, ruling and reigning in Him. God wants you to realize that. Praise God, that's why He's quickening you right now. God wants you to realize that that is you, high above all principalities and powers, away from the turbulence and the problems and the woes and the tears and the pain that litter this world below. God wants you to experience the days of your youth. Cause you to get back to the days of all power, the days of all security, the days of all love. And the stars remain forever. Do they die? You know the Pleiades? Those seven stars that we see, those bright cluster stars that we see in the heavens, you know, from times past, generations past, people have come and they have seen those stars. Philosophers, ancient men, traditionalists, many have written on those stars. They have pondered on the majesty of those stars. Many have come and gone, they've seen those stars and they remain there. That is you and I, reigning in life, immortality, in heavenly places, in God. God wants you to realize this, to awaken you back into that place. Hallelujah. He wants you to escape the grave. Hallelujah. Praise God. Receive sound instruction of the Spirit, reminding you of you who you are. Praise God. So that you can return to the days of your youth and you can now begin to exercise yourself with the great power and authority of the Son of God. That's why it is, you see there in Job chapter chapter 33 verse 26, Job 33:26, he shall pray unto God and he will be favorable unto him. Are you listening? And he shall see his face with joy, for he will render unto man his righteousness. Now you can see praying unto God and God will be favorable unto him, meaning that anything he asks the Father will do for him. Are you listening? That is the secret of the all power. It is a restoration of the faith to its fullness. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. It's a total restoration of the power of God, which is without limit for those who rediscover themselves. Just listen to what it says here. It says that they shall pray to God and he shall receive them favorably, meaning that their prayers are answered. Jesus Christ says, in that day, anything you ask the Father, he will what? He will do for you. Now, you have to awaken back to that state of pure innocence. Awaken to the reality of your oneness with God. See it? John says that if you keep yourself in the word, anything you ask the Father, he will do for you. It's all about faith. It's not as if God is withdrawing something from you, or God, it's nothing like that. It's your faith that will cause you to move mountains. It's your faith that you know, to your boldness before the face of the throne that causes you to do wonders. You see, people don't know that faith that we are reading about here is actually the faith that created the heavens and the earth. Do you know we are the ones behind the scenes in the spirit in God that actually created the very elements in this world that we see today? Of course, you've forgotten all these things as a man. You've slipped and become so weak, so hopeless as a man. And we've forgotten the power embedded within us. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. But thank God that it is written, he has given us the power to what? To become what? Sons of God. Meaning he has given us power to return to our first state. So that we can exercise that Alpha and Omega power. That power that's from the beginning, we can exercise it once more in the midst of this generation. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. It's a wonderful thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 speaks about returning to the days of our youth in a subtle manner also. Returning and maintaining ourselves in the days of our youth. Praise God. These are very, very important scriptures because, see, Solomon will go on to wrap up the chapter of Ecclesiastes with this very, very important piece, this last chapter, which actually talks about the whole purpose of the Son of God. Praise God. Now, this is the key to actually rediscovering yourself and maintaining yourself in the place of all power. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, it says, remember now the Creator in the days of your youth. Who is the Creator? Is the Lord. Praise God. And the Lord is the Spirit. Praise God. Remember the Lord, and the Lord is my life. Praise God. Besides me, there is no other. Have you heard of that? Hey, praise God. That means there is no such thing as a man. There's no such thing as Trevor. There's no such thing as Emmy Nanny. There's no such thing as a physical daddy. There's no such thing as a physical sister. Praise God. You have the Lord and the Lord alone. Remember the Lord in the days of your youth. Praise God. Now you must understand the logic behind this question, this statement here. Because every man was in that consciousness in the Lord from the beginning. These are the days of our youth, you know that? He says, remember the Lord, your creator, in the days of your youth, while the evil days come not. Now the years draw nigh when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them, when the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. In the days when the keeper of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few. And those who look out of the window be darkened, and the door shall be shut in the street. When the sound of the grinding is low, and shall rise up at the voice of bed, and all the daughters of misery shall be brought low. Also when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a budding, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and mourners about the streets, or even the silver cord be loosing, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. Then shall the dust return to the dust as it was, and the spirit return unto God who gave it. Praise God. Now let's stop here. I want you to, you have to go back and read these things yourself. Praise God. There has to be some effort on your part also. Praise God. I wrote a bit on this. If you go to an article on the site, www.sunrayministry.org, I wrote an article called Remembrance, and we touch a bit on this subject. Ecclesiastes chapter Ecclesiastes chapter 12. So you can see here the principle for returning to the days of our youth and actually maintaining ourselves in the days of our youth, so that we cannot actually taste of death. You can see here it says that before the dust return to the dust, the dust return to the earth. You can see Solomon is saying here that before you die, actually God is giving us a key here how we can actually escape the grave, the power of the grave. The grave, like we know, like I say, is a spiritual concept. The grave has got nothing to do with the grave we see outside in the physical world. All those are allegories. But the grave is actually a state of mind, a state of consciousness. Praise God. Where man is buried in, where you lose track of the life of God. You lose track of the realm of God. You lose track of everything that is God. Praise God, that is the realm of the grave. It's the realm where man descends into, where man begins to live according to the flesh. Praise God. Bear in mind that the transgression of man, or the transgression of Adam, was his conformation to the flesh. Adam actually conformed himself to becoming a flesh being, a human being, a man of the dust. Say it, when he received the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, when Adam received from the serpent, he was actually receiving from the carnal mind, and he was receiving instruction from the carnal mind. See, he was receiving from the depths of Satan. See, Adam actually conformed himself to a material world. He conformed himself to this system that is governed with time, space, and all that. He conformed himself to a corruptible system. So what Adam did was to leave aside his incorruptible self. Said he abandoned the days of his youth. Said he abandoned the days when he was in garden, when he was the days of singing. Praise God. He abandoned his place among the stars of God. That's why it says here that before the stars go away, before the sun goes away, remember the days, the Lord, in the days of your youth, before the evil days come. Before the legs begin to shake, before the teeth, the grinders begin to shake, before the eyes begin to dim, your eyes of understanding. So we see here how a man systematically wastes away. A man actually perishes away, dies off, as he deviates from the Lord his life. Because now the choice is yours. It's not God, there's nobody doing getting to harm you or hurt you or anything. Praise God. Somebody said, well, but how am I going to do it? I already have a problem. I'm in serious mess. The doctor says I've got 1 year to live and I'm dying. Trevor, what do I do? Turn back to the stronghold. Open your ears and once more begin to listen to the voice of the Spirit. Praise God. Begin to walk as the Lord instructs you right now. Sit. Loosen yourself from humanity and begin to remember yourself in the beginning. Praise the days of your youth and the days of the beginning, which is actually going to be your end when you are awake to truth, where there is no death, where you shine with the light of life, where you are shining brilliantly as the morning stars. Oh, hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Solomon is saying, remember the Lord in the days of your youth before you lose your place among the morning stars. The morning stars was spoken about in the first time it's mentioned in the Bible. It's in the book of Job chapter 38. When God spoke to Job out of a whirlwind. God spoke to Job and said, Job, stand up as a man. Where were you when I created the heavens and the earth? Where were you when I formed the cornerstone of this earth? Where were you? Where were you when the morning stars, oh hallelujah, shouted, together? Where were you? Where were you when the morning stars, the sons of God, sang together for joy? Where were you? Where were you? Now, when God speaks, remember that God's voice does not come to harass Job. God's voice does not come to harass you. God's voice does not come to mess with you or mock at you. God's voice is to wake you up from mortality. Because God was trying to remind Job that Job was among the morning stars in God. He was among the sons of God. Now the morning stars are the sons of God. The sons of God are the morning stars. That is the coded message here. See, when God spoke out of the whirlwind, you see, remember that whirlwind that came on the day of Pentecost? Remember? Holy Ghost came as a whirlwind. That same voice out of the whirlwind is the same voice of the Holy Spirit today speaking to us. Reminding you, telling you, son of God, son, stand up as a man and begin to remember your true state, your Elohim state from the beginning. Stand up. Instead of being bitter and angry, instead of losing hope, stand up and remember yourself among the morning stars that shouted together, the sons of God that sang for joy in the beginning. Remember yourself among these personalities. Praise God. That is what God is here to do. That is the day of your youth. Praise God. This was co-creators of the heaven and earth with God. Praise God. Jesus Christ says that you have been with me from the beginning. He told the disciples that you have been with me from the beginning. You are the morning stars. You are the sons of God. But you muddled yourself in the dust and you've contaminated yourself with the lust of this age and you forgot your origin in God. Praise God. So he says, return back to your first state. Return back to your first love. Return back to the days of your youth. Praise God. And if you will obey Him, if you obey the voice of the Father, you will do what? You will return to the days of your youth. Praise God. Remember from whence you are falling. This is the message to the church in Ephesus. Remember your place among the morning stars. God has given us power to become morning stars. Praise God. See, when we obey the Lord, what happens is that we are delivered from the dunghill. You see this in the book of, in the Psalms. What is the dunghill? The dunghill, you know, they had a valley where they used to go and pass out their feces. In their feces, you know. They go and pass out their feces in the valleys. You have some of these places still in Africa and in some very undeveloped countries. See it? I have a pastor friend who went to the Philippines, and he told me of some kind of poor villages he went to, that to pass and enter into these villages, he had to pass through a pile of shit. And even as he was speaking to me, he was almost vomiting. So in those days, you had the valley where they deposited all the feces. Praise God. And that is the realm in which men are. You are in shit as a man. And you keep sinking down into shit. Greater, greater shit. Troubled on every side. I don't have money. My health is fading away. My children are against me. See it? This is happening. That is happening. Nobody likes me. No, somebody's after me in my village. See it? All that kind of stuff. The devil is inflicting me with this, with that, and all that. No, no, no. God says, hear what I'm saying today. Remember yourself from the days of your youth. Remember from the heights from whence you have fallen, and return back to your first state, which is the state of the morning star, the bright and the morning star. That is the day of your youth. Praise God. That is the day of your innocence, your perfection, before you contaminated yourself with the life of this age. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. God wants all of us to gather together in oneness, with one name, with one accord, together again as the morning stars. The Bible says that the morning stars sang together. 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 Hallelujah. And the sons of God shouted for joy. See, togetherness in oneness of purpose, in the name of the Lord. Praise God, the hour is now. Walk by faith out of that situation you find yourself. Praise God. Walk by faith out of the situation you find yourself in, the dilemma you find yourself in. Walk out of it as you hear the voice of your Father. Praise God. Awake from the dead. Praise God. Hearken to instruction. And once more begin to walk in the Spirit. Because the stars of God are actually celestial bodies. They are not terrestrial bodies. The celestial body is not actually a physical body. See, if you go up in the sky, actually those stars you see are not actually physical bodies. Those are gas, they are radiant, they are bodies of gas that are burning. This is what scientists say. In likewise manner, we are not physical bodies. So we are not terrestrial bodies. We are celestial bodies. Praise God. Paul says, "And let our hearts be above. Set our affections on things that are what? Above. It does not mean that we should not live life here. It does not mean that we should not eat well. It does not mean that we should not take care of the bodies. It does not mean that we don't have to, that we don't just, we just close up everything right now and go out to the middle of the forest and start looking up to the skies. It doesn't mean that. But let your affections be where? In heavenly places. Because that is where your life comes from. That is where your treasure is. Let your affections be what? In the spirit, in God's invisible realm. You don't have to stand there and look into the physical sky, because we're talking of a spiritual invisible dimension that is everywhere. It covers the earth as the waters cover the sea. God's presence, God's kingdom, God's world is everywhere. It's everything. But there must be an awakening consciously back into the life of the spirit. And when you awaken to the life of the spirit, you begin to see just the Lord and the Lord alone in the spirit. Praise God. When the Bible speaks about the sons of God singing for joy, sing, what are they singing? When you hear the sons of the morning, the stars of God, you know, shouting together, oh, hallelujah. When you hear them, the morning stars singing together and the sons of God shouting for joy, what do you think they're singing and what do you think they're shouting? Of course, I like music. We play music in church and we sing. I like all that. It's wonderful. And I don't intend to stop listening to music. You see, these are celestial beings who give melody unto the name of the Lord. You see, these are celestial beings who see only the Lord. You see, when you look at a star twinkling, you are actually seeing a star declaring the name of the Lord. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing, I will sing, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. And with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness. And with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing. You can see, singing unto the name of the Lord, unto all generations, from generation to generation, declaring the name of the Lord. Walking in the name of the Lord, exercising your name in yourself in the name of the Lord, it means an abandoning of our lives to dedicate our lives solely to the name of the Lord. Praise God, who is the Lord from eternity. Praise God. Now He has given us the power to become the morning stars. Now we must allow this power lead us back into that state of purity. Praise God. We must allow it. See, Peter speaks about the day star shining in our hearts. The day star, you see this in Peter, it says that we should take heed, give heed to the word of the prophecy. That the word of the prophecy, you know, all these things I've told you today, do you know that they're prophetic words? So prophecy is not about the Lord says you shall be this, you shall be that, you shall be that. The Lord says tomorrow you will do this, tomorrow you do that. The Lord says next year Antichrist will come out of this. Remember, the Lord says that next year the banks in Greece will all collapse. The Lord says next year, la 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 la. That is not prophecy. You have to leave that realm and not let men push you around. We're speaking about the prophecy from the mouth of the Lord. Prophecy simply points to the coming of the Christ in you. You see, when the disciples were seeing Jesus Christ transfigure upon the mountain, and they heard a voice saying, "This is my son in whom I'm well pleased, hear him. As they beheld Jesus, they were actually beholding a prophetic word that was being delivered unto them. That prophetic word being delivered unto them was actually speaking about the unveiling of that same transfigured, you know, figure in their lives. See, the book of Revelation is a book of prophecy. It's a book prophesying about the coming of the Christ in you, the unveiling of the one, the morning star in you. See, the last chapter, this same personality we call the Alpha and the Omega says that I am the bright and the morning star, the root and the offspring of David. And you can see in the third chapter of the book of the third or second chapter of the book of Revelation, it says that to him that overcomes will I give what? The bright and the morning star. So you can see these are prophetic utterances, you know, aimed at you, speaking about the unveiling of the morning star that is in you. The Christ in what? In you. Isn't it a wonderful thing? Hallelujah. Praise God. The Christ in you. The Son of God in you. Every single man upon the surface of the earth has that morning star in him. You see, but it's like it has been sealed. Sealed in a vessel of clay, flesh and blood. And you know, men are at loss as to how to find this thing. And you know, they go out and seek things of religion, praying this way, forming organizations, and thinking that they can somehow attain to God, thinking they can come and attain to some kind of promise. Praise God, research here and there, and searching and combing the face of the earth in search of a dream, but never ever attaining to that perfection, because they've not understood that the morning star realizing themselves the way they are from the beginning is the solution to their problems. The Christ in you. Praise God, the body of light in you. You will do good to take heed to the words of the prophecy until the day star arises in your heart. The day star is the morning star. As you heed, hearken to the voice of the prophecy. See, you hear the voice of the prophecy and hearken to it. Allow it guide you back into your first pure state. Innocence, love. Praise God. A state of oneness with God and God alone, whereby you have left all, abandoned everything human, everything that has got to do with this world, and you can stand like Jesus and say, the prince of this world cometh and he finds nothing in me. Praise God, the prince of this world comes and he finds what? Nothing in me. Praise God, hearken to the voice in this hour. Return to the days of your youth. See, just by faith, knowing the truth and exercising yourself in the truth. Recognizing your true nature, your true world. And you can confess like Jesus that I am not of this world. Praise God. It calls for togetherness, oneness, love, purity. Recognizing that everything we see in this world belongs to all of us jointly. We form one body in the heavens. And it never ever changed. The veil just has to fall off our faces so that we can walk in this reality. Praise God. God bless you. Oh, Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. Let there be yokes be broken. Hallelujah. Yokes be broken eyes be open to see the marvelous things that you have laid in store for those that love you. Father, thank you for your grace. Strengthen us, quicken us. Let the hearts be willing to receive you. The people shall be willing in the days of your power. Hallelujah. Be blessed in our midst. Be honored in our midst. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen.
Brother sun, sister moon, sister star, shine day and night. See them shine, beautiful, radiant splendor of light. Brother sun and sister moon, heaven and earth proclaim God's glory. All praise be yours, Most High God. Brother air, fair and storm, all weathers moved. Colored flowers and healing herbs, heavenly grace floats through you. Sun and sister moon, heaven and earth proclaim God's glory. All praise be yours, Most High God. So rejoice. Sun, sister moon.